From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Supreme Court conservative Justice Antonin Scalia has died of apparently natural causes. The 79-year-old Scalia was the longest-serving justice on the court, having been appointed by President Ronald Reagan in 1986. Reports from San Antonio, Texas, say Scalia died of natural causes at a resort ranch in Texas. He had been on vacation and told friends there Friday he did not feel well. When he did not come down for breakfast, a person associated with the ranch found Scalia dead in his room. Chief Justice John Roberts issued a statement Saturday calling Scalia an extraordinary individual and jurist, admired and treasured by his colleagues. Roberts said Scalia's death is a great loss to the court. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called Scalia an unwavering defender of the written Constitution and the rule of law, a solid rock who turned away so many attempts to depart from and distort the Constitution. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria is at a turning point in its history. Kerry told the Munich Security Conference in Germany decisions made in the near future could either end the war there or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. He also criticized Russia's targeting of opposition groups instead of terrorist fighters.
The vast majority, in our opinion, of Russia's attacks have been against legitimate opposition groups. And to adhere to the agreement that has been made, we think it is critical that Russia's targeting change.
Russia has continued its airstrikes in northern Syria since the plan for a partial truce was announced early Friday. This is VOA News. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. The shelling took place north of the city of Aleppo after Kurdish fighters, backed by Russian bombing raids, drove Syrian rebels from a former military airbase near the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted the airbase and a village captured from rebels by the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Party's backed YPG militia. Turkey considers both the PYD and the YPG militia to be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Ankara. NATO's top official on Saturday has rejected Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War with Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that all moves had been defensive and proportionate in direct response to Russian actions.
NATO does not see confrontation, and we do not want a new Cold War. But we have to respond to Russian military buildup, which we have seen over several years.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia. It has also stationed equipment and multinational troops along that area and has established a rapid reaction force. The United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Pope Francis is preparing to celebrate Mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe outside Mexico City. Earlier, the pontiff demanded that Mexican bishops courageously challenge the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. The Pope said the Catholic hierarchy must help Mexicans escape the violence and corruption plaguing their nation and not hide behind their own privilege and careers. Early Saturday, the Pope told President Enrique Peña Nieto and government authorities at the presidential palace that those in public office responsible for the common good must be honest and upright and not be seduced by privilege. The Pope is on his first official visit to heavily Roman Catholic Mexico. And Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday that more than 5,000 pregnant women in the country are infected with the Zika virus. The latest figures indicate a 23% increase over last week's total. The number of pregnant women diagnosed with the mosquito-borne disease went up nearly 60%. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.